This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Jharkhand, 15 Maoists were killed in an anti-Naxal operation in the Saranda forest of West Singhbhum district following an encounter with CPI Maoist insurgents today. Among those killed were dreaded leader Patiram Maji, alias Anil, who carried a bounty of 1 crore rupees, and Rajesh Munda and Bulbul, each carrying a reward of 2 lakh rupees. SP Chaibasa Amit Renu said the encounter took place in the Jaraikela police station area. Arms and other materials were recovered from the site while search operations are still underway in the forested region. 10 soldiers lost their lives and 11 others injured in a road accident in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir today. The accident occurred when an army truck skidded off the road at the 9,000-foot-high Khanni top along the Bhadarwa-Chamba interstate road and plunged into a deep gorge. A joint rescue operation by army and police was immediately launched. 4 soldiers were found dead on the spot and 6 soldiers succumbed to injuries later. One of the injured soldiers is under observation in the Bhadarwa sub-district hospital, while 10 soldiers were airlifted to Udhampur Command Hospital for specialized treatment. President Draupadi Murmu, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah have expressed grief over the accident. The government has sanctioned more than 10,000 kilometers of road projects for Jammu and Kashmir, Chhattisgarh, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Sikkim under Pradhan Mantri Gram Sarak Yojana 4. The Minister of Rural Development said that with the construction of these roads, approximately 3,270 previously isolated habitations will gain access to connectivity and critical services. India has condemned the incident of trespassing and vandalism at its embassy in Zagreb, Croatia, by anti-India elements. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that under the Vienna Convention, diplomatic premises are inviolable and must be protected. It has taken up the matter strongly with Croatian authorities, both in New Delhi and in Zagreb, and asked them to hold the perpetrators accountable for their reprehensible and illegal actions. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today highlighted that stronger India-EU relations will de-risk the world economy by cooperating on resilient supply chains and stabilize the global order through stronger trade, mobility and security partnership. Interacting with the ambassadors from EU countries in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar spoke to them about the current state of the world with volatility and instability as the new normal. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar stated that he made a case for stronger India-EU relations, which will reassure the international community by providing public goods like humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, anti-piracy operations and development projects. U.S. President Donald Trump today signed the charter to formally launch Board of Peace Initiative at the World Economic Forum in Davos, describing it as a major step towards global conflict resolution. In his opening remarks, Mr. Trump called it an exciting day, saying that there is going to be peace in the world.
This board has the chance to be one of the most consequential bodies ever created, and it's my enormous honor to serve as its chairman. I was very honored when they asked me to do it. I take it very seriously. We have a great group of people and incredible young people that are leading it from within. It's running beautifully, started already, and every country just about wants to be a part of it.
Around 35 nations had committed to join, while 60 nations received invitations. The charter designates Trump as a permanent chairman even after leaving office. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that he will meet with U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, and entrepreneur Jared Kushner today. Speaking at a meeting with the permanent members of Russia's Security Council, Putin said the talks would take place after his meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He said possible Ukraine settlement and Russia's participation in the Board of Peace may be discussed during the talks. In the Women's Premier League cricket, UP Warriors have won the toss and elected to field against Gujarat Giants at the BCS Stadium Kotambi in Vadodara. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.